Hey gearheads, and welcome to GT Garage Talk, a discussion about all things automotive. I am your host, Corey, and I have a special guest in studio today. Keeping with the theme from 2 weeks ago, where I brought in Tucker to talk about everything going on in his life, now I've brought in my wife, Holly, for, what is this, your third, fourth appearance on the podcast?
Yes, maybe.
somewhere in there, but I figured... this week being Thanksgiving and all, a lot has transpired this year. Mm-hmm. As far as GT Garage Talk, I've brought you and Tucker on board more full time doing family reviews and really exploring all the different vehicles we get. I figured we'd kind of wrap this week up with just being thankful. Thankful for this channel, the opportunities, the memories we've made, and there have been a plenty. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure.
So my first question to you would be, over this past year, since January 2022, what has been, and I already know the answer, the most memorable vehicle? You gave me a face until I asked the question. What has been the most memorable vehicle for you that we've tested on the channel?
The Toyota Camry.
Yeah, you're lying.
Hands down. The Lexus LC500. I don't think I'll be happy in another vehicle until I get that one back.
Oh my goodness. So much so that...
I will never be happy with another vehicle.
Oh my goodness. I'm in dangerous territory now. No, you
liked... I don't know that Audi, though. The massage and seats were nice.
Yeah.
But still not better.
No. You liked that one so much that the previous high water mark, the bar, had been set with the G-Wagon. That only I really tested. You weren't really doing tests at that point in time. Mm-hmm. You just got really to sit in it and check it out for, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
And that
so
made...
So I can't really... You can't really judge a car just off of that. I didn't get to drive it. No. But they sure are pretty, aren't mm-hmm. they?
And sound so good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then I went and brought the LC500 home. And
I'm sold.
Yeah. On all things except for the $112,000
price tag
of the one we had.
Yeah.
You and I are both like, it is inconceivable at this point in our lives paying that for a vehicle.
I mean, but I'm also very frugal. I mean, even at this point in our life, it's just out of the question.
Right.
But I'm also very frugal, so I can't even imagine what amount of money we would need to be making for me to be okay with paying six figures for a car just because my frugal mind kicks in to they depreciate in value. Like, it would literally only be for fun. I mean, it can't carry our entire family with the
she admits
up.
It. She admits it.
So it would be so. How much money would we have to be making that I'm okay spending six figures on purely entertainment?
Yeah. It's a luxury feature all the way around. Yeah, no practicality for our family at this point in time.
We'll have to be making a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. So
a lot of money.
Go hit that subscribe button. No, but this episode was supposed to be what we're thankful for. So we're thankful for the opportunity to experience that side of life.
Yes.
If only for a week at a time, right?
Yes, yes.
So, putting all things in perspective.
Yes.
But the real question, in this past year, what are some of the things maybe that you have been thankful for through this journey? Because I will say right now, before I let you answer, I know I just asked you a question, but this journey would not be possible without you and the entire family's buy-in. Like, I still remember standing in the kitchen when we were discussing, okay, are we doing this, like, for real, for real?
Yeah.
It does not escape me, so I'm going to put this out there right now. I'm incredibly thankful for a very, very, very supportive wife who understands and believes in what I'm doing. Cue it up for you.
Yeah, I don't want to double down on why you should be thankful, but you know, this is your full-time job. You get all day to do it. I do it in my Mm-hmm. Very little spare time. Yes. but it is fun. It is fun.
As long as I keep bringing LC500 and equivalent.
Yeah, as long as you keep bringing those home. You know, there haven't been too many vehicles that I was like, bye, see you later. Yeah. Not going to miss you.
Yeah.
There's not been that many vehicles that have been that.
Man, Tucker's even kissed one when it left. Like, there have been a lot of good ones.
I wanted to kiss that one, too, when it left. That was the Genesis, right?
Yes.
Oh, I liked that. I liked the Genesis. Yeah, I would say the opportunity to test different vehicles is very nice. I definitely was rolling around town in my Lexus LC500 like I was.
Like you own the town?
Like I own the town. I am not sorry about it either. but yeah, I would say that. And not only that, I think it's something that our family can do together. Mm-hmm. That's fun and also for your career. But I would say probably the biggest thing that I'm thankful for is that, you know, you were in a tough spot in your corporate job, and it was not, it was getting to the point of affecting your mental health. Mm-hmm. And I would say some of those tough times that you had at your corporate job, I'm just thankful that we were in a place, you had a plan for your business, that you could leave that completely behind, start this career, and it keeps growing. You know, that first year it was kind of like, you know, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll give it a year. We don't know where this is going to go. But now it keeps growing to the point that we're more comfortable with, mm-hmm. with the direction of the business and the way it's going. And I'm just really thankful for that. I mean, there's nothing more important than your mental health, and doing something you love is invaluable. And I'm very thankful for that.
Make me blush, babe. Well, thank you. And again, like I said earlier, all credit.
I mean, it affects our whole family.
Yeah, all credit goes to you and us together making sure, like you said, we were in a good place and we're able to pull the trigger when things came down to it and, you know, good guidance and direction from above as well. So, yes, I'm mm-hmm. grateful that this is something that we can bring the whole family in. Ever since I brought the podcast equipment home, Tucker has been wanting to record podcasts. In fact, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago when we actually recorded a podcast that I uploaded here to the channel, a year prior to that, it popped up in my Facebook memories. I had recorded one just for fun with him and put it on Facebook on my personal page. And oh my goodness, sweet. Just seeing how much he had grown from 3 years of life to 4 years of life. And
they grow so fast.
I know. Stop, son, stop. And just getting to see how excited he is about all the vehicles. We mentioned the one he kissed, the Genesis, when it left. He's shed tears over vehicles leaving. He mm-hmm. loved the Toyota Sienna minivan, mm-hmm. mostly because we really let him watch a lot of Bluey on the screen.
Oh, on the,
in that one. We had a picnic in it.
And we had a movie night in there. Yeah. That was fun.
So, yeah, we've done a lot of fun things, and just being able to bring the whole family along has been a blessing.
He did tell me that the Lexus had to go.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And I said, well, I'm going to go with it. And he said, no, you can't. And you can't keep it. We don't get to keep it. Rude.
Teaching him well, or at least managing expectations. So that
he could have done it in a softer way.
Well, we have a phrase here. He Batmaned that situation. Huh?
That's true. He definitely
total inside
did.
Joke to the family. Sorry for all you listening, but yes. Yeah. You know, even sitting here today, as we record this episode, I'm putting the finishing touches on what is yesterday, Thanksgiving Day's family review video. And I think we laughed more filming that one than we have in almost any review. I left quite a few bloopers in the main video and attacked a lot on the end, more so than I usually do, just because, again, we're having so much fun as a family, even in a vehicle as quote-unquote ordinary as a Toyota Camry. I mean, they're everywhere. We were able to enjoy the vehicle and enjoy our company as we filmed that one.
Yes, the bloopers are the best part of the video. So if you don't know about the bloopers, wait until the very end.
Yes.
For the bloopers, because those are the best part.
And I did mention,
Usually Tucker says something funny.
Oh, gosh.
Because
he scared us all with this one.
Kids never say anything funny during the actual filming when you want them to.
So... again, going back to starting, bringing y'all in family reviews, the first family review we really all did together was a Mercedes-Benz GLE coupe SUV thing, and I still to this day remember, he said it during the filming, I left it in because it was too funny. He likes to toot when he poops.
Oh gosh, why'd you have to bring that up again?
That just kind of set precedent.
You should have. I don't want to be on here for this kind of conversation. you should have just said, pivot. Yeah, you should have just said, he says something really funny.
Yeah.
Not safe for work. Go back and watch it when you're not at work.
Yes. But, you know, that really was like our foray into it. We were dipping our toes. We hadn't committed 100% at the time that we filmed that. But again, just spending time together as a family, getting to drive the vehicle, have some fun, laugh along the way. That's been a big blessing. You and I got to go to Chicago together.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun, and I want to do more of that. That was cold, but that was fun. I want to be able to do some more of that. Maybe with my new job, I will be.
Yes, and that's another thing. So this past year, you've switched careers, and things have changed.
Not total career switch, right. Just a job switch.
Right. Well, you know,
I'm still
same
in destination
field.
Marketing.
Yeah, same field, but different job, different employer. So things have changed drastically on your end, and you've, to your credit, just kept trekking along with the family reviews and things like that. So again, huge blessing to the channel and to my workload. You've even taken on some writing gigs. You've got two articles now as we sit here and record on A Girl's Guide to Cars.
I know. That's a huge blessing, and I was so honored to be able to write those and be like amongst the elite female car reviewers, you know, so I just can't even hardly fathom that I have published two articles on the same platform as some of these women who have been doing it for years and years and years. And that's just a huge blessing. I hope to be able to do some more of that as well.
And I've got it on good authority. They all want to see more of your work in that arena. I bumped into both halves of Team Brute Squad, a former guest here on the podcast, Jill Simonillo and Kristen Shaw, while I was at the LA Auto Show this past week. And that was the first thing they told me, like, hi, how's it going? We want to see more.
Where's Holly?
Yeah. We want to see more of your wife in this realm. And I agree wholeheartedly with them.
Well, y'all go like and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
like and subscribe to Female Consumer. Maybe we can get some shameless plug. Maybe we can get me doing this full time.
I would love it because we've already brought up Chicago. There's the New York Auto Show next year as well. Then I came back from LA this year telling you and Tucker are coming with me next year. That I got to check things off my bucket list. I went down to Malibu. I saw the Hollywood sign, all made possible again by this job. Chevrolet was gracious enough to give me what is now my semi-realistic dream truck, if that makes any sense, in the 2023 Silverado ZR2. While I was in LA for the LA Auto Show, I reviewed that. That video is up on our channel. But having a vehicle, quote-unquote, of my own for that time allowed me to go see Malibu, to go see the Hollywood sign, both the things I wanted to do previously, but The last two times I was in the area, one was for Tucker's birthday and a wedding mm-hmm. that we were in town for, and the time prior to that was the LA Auto Show last year.
And you were literally there how long? Less than 48 hours?
Yeah. Flew in for the show, flew out for the show. Huge props to our friend Colton, whose wedding we were in there in LA for the last time. He gave us a ride to and from LAX when we were there a year ago. The opportunities that this has opened up has been immense and a lot of fun and just so many possibilities. I'm very much looking forward to Chicago. Is the details of the Chicago Auto Show are being finalized now as we sit and record this. You and I will be making plans accordingly as we find out more details. I already mentioned New York is in April, I believe. I've got some secret undercover media trips that I've received saved the dates to. So I'm very excited for things that are opening up and things I can share with you, our audience, and potentially the family as this channel grows and more happens. Because let's face it, Tucker's the real star. Followed by you, then low-tier me.
Nobody cares what you have to say.
No. The ironic part is I'm the thread between all of it. Y'all just have to put up with me in between Holly and Tucker appearances, right?
Yeah, well, we're gearing up to take over your role.
I'm here for it.
Tucker's already been, I've been practicing letting him video tape mm-hmm. the cars, mm-hmm. and you can see some of Tucker's
videography
and in my reels on Instagram. Well, on Facebook too.
Yeah.
But gosh, those cars at the LA, and I know you already did a recap of the LA Auto Show, so I don't want to turn it into that, but there were some really interesting ones there mm-hmm. this time. Hey, another one, let me just say, what's Tia's
Modern family driver. Dallas single
Look,
mom.
Let me talk about, she took some hot pictures with some of those cars mm-hmm. At one of the reveals. So go look at that. I was like, man, she looks so cool. I want to look that cool.
She was in Malibu with a stunning convertible. And yes, Tia is awesome. Huge shout out to her. Good friend, president of the Texas Auto Riders Association. So Tia Collier, just great to be able to call her a friend. She and I mm-hmm. sat next to each other during the Hyundai Ioniq 6 reveal, and she shared some stuff with me while we were there. Some video that I uploaded. She was able to make it to a press conference I had no chance of getting to. And yeah, it was a good friend in the business, and very fortunate to know her and get to hang out with her. But so going deeper into this, what are we thankful for? Getting to spend time and do this as a family, getting to travel and make memories, the Lexus LC500, getting to have that here in the family. And then...
And similar. I mean, like I said, most of the car... I mean, we're thankful for any yes. car that we get.
100%.
Any car that we get. But yeah, there haven't hardly been any cars that, you know, what, speaking of cars that you don't normally think of, and I always say this, and I always praise Kia for their new cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're affordable, fun, good reliable.
Warranty.
Yeah. Anyways, we're thankful for all of our cars.
Yeah. I will say I'm especially thankful for the quote unquote normal ones. Like, you know, we joke about how awesome it is to get to live outside of our means a week at a time with vehicles like the LC500. That is fun. But some of the videos that do really well on the channel are not the top trim models.
Right.
Like, I had a...
Well, more people can't afford.
Right. Yeah. And
people are actually out there looking for those cars.
Yeah. So I like being able to share that information with consumers because... Again, like I enjoy spending time in the fancy ones, but I also being able to help consumers in their buying process. And some of the comments that I read about, you helped me solidify mm-hmm. which one I want. That's been a big plus for me in this, because that is why I do it, especially with as crazy as car buying has been since I started GT Garage mm-hmm. Talk.
And sometimes people are buying cars sight unseen.
Yeah. I could not fathom. Like, there have been a lot of surprise vehicles that we've gotten behind the wheel of that, you know, we like something that we never even would have imagined, or, you know, it just makes more of an impression on us than we've figured. Case in point, the Kia K5, we've driven two now.
You've love it.
Loved both of them and continuously go back to that as kind of like the bar. And then again, we just drove the Camry, which is its main rival. We liked that one as well. There was a lot to like there. Very comfortable. My parents are now looking at buying one. Like, so as much as we like those crazy cars that we couldn't purchase on our own, yeah, the quote-unquote normal cars have been fun too. And getting to explore, like, would we actually spend our money on these? Because that's been one of the things I've enjoyed, is that little game we play at the end of our family review. I don't tell you the window sticker until we are on camera. So you are mostly formulating your opinions blind on price. So you
and price has changed my mind on a car, on cars before. Like, I may have been like, oh, I really like this car, and then it's like out way expensive. I'm like, I don't like it that much. Or the opposite is, I'm like, I don't really like, this isn't my favorite car, and then you've told me what it cost, and then I'm like, well, I do like this car a lot more. I would pay that for this vehicle. But so that's interesting. But
yeah, and then there's that Toyota Supra that you about doubled the price of when you were
guessing. Yeah, that was really surprising, because it's a sporty little fun.
$48,000.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Miata wasn't that much either.
I know. And my parents were strongly considering buying one of those, too. So they're back and forth between a Camry and a Miata.
Which I know, but still, in high school, see, that was a lot. In high school, my dad got us a Tiburon, and it was in the 30s, I think, high 20s, low 30s. My Mini Cooper was 32. I'm like, maybe I should have looked around some more. Like, I could have been driving like a Supra or a Miata.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were both freaking two doors, so it's not like it had a lot of space.
Right.
Anyway.
See?
Now I got a family that won't fit in it.
Still bitter about that one, huh? Sorry about that. But no, yes. And, you know, we are making the ever-growing long list of quote-unquote non-negotiables of our next.
Oh, it's a long...
family vehicle purchase.
No, actually, in reality, our non-negotiable is... changing seats.
Memory
seats. The back has to be able to... Power hatch.
Heated and ventilated, would be nice. But I don't know that it's non-negotiable.
I definitely at least have to have heated.
Yep, yeah.
We can't go down from what we have.
Us Texans, we're not made for anything below 50.
And at least a hybrid.
Yeah, okay.
Non-negotiable.
Interesting. I didn't know we were so strong on that one, but I'm okay with it.
Yep, non-negotiable. At least a hybrid. I mean, it's the way the world's going to go. It would be... I mean, we're not buying a car anytime soon.
No.
Okay?
We've got two paid-off vehicles in the driveway.
Knock on wood. We're not buying a new car anytime soon.
There we go.
And I think that's only... I mean, going towards electric is only going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So... it would be silly to buy, unless we got a used one, maybe. Right. But if we're buying brand new, it's going to be at least a hybrid. Yeah. Because I mean, we're both kind of the same way. We drive our vehicles until the wheels fall off.
I do now. My car is now 10 years old, which this is the longest I've ever owned a vehicle. I've never paid one off. that I've bought new. I'll qualify that. My first two vehicles were paid off. One was inherited, the other, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, my current vehicle, longest I've ever owned it, 10 years. First one I've ever paid off. But to that end, like, why bring on a car payment when, like, we do, again, blessings of the job, have a constant flow of new vehicles that we can test out. Plus, we both work from home. That's another huge blessing of this past year is we work from home. We don't have to commute. We don't have to travel. We could, in theory, work on one vehicle in the household. We don't need two. We could just coordinate our schedules. The only time I leave is really to go film vehicles, and usually that's an extra vehicle we have. So it has been a huge blessing to be here as a family and homeschool our son and do stuff with him here. So that's just another
huge blessing. Happy that you haven't. You've been home since 2020, so you've mostly got to see like the same fun things that I've gotten to see. Because I've worked from home since he was born.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't want to miss his first steps, which I did. But I wanted to increase the possibilities that I wouldn't miss, like, his first step, his first time that he rolls over, his all of these first that kids do. And you haven't gotten to either.
Yep. I missed a few firsts in there.
His first Sioux trip you missed.
Yeah, he turned two essentially when the world fell apart, and that's when I got to stay home. So those first 2 years, it was a very big blessing to come home and have him crawl or run or teeter-totter up that's to me. True. Speaking of which, here he comes into the room right now. Yes. I see what he's got behind his back.
No, we're almost done here. Watch something short, like Mickey or Bluey or...
Speaking of which, so he comes in wanting to watch TV, and of course, yes, we're recording.
Hey,
so
working parents.
You got to do what you got to do, but yes, God bless Mickey Mouse and Bluey for getting us through working from home and, you know, having to be flexible with things.
Be flexible and have a lot of spinning plates in the air.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. So that's another thing. Lots of spinning plates. Again, you've changed employers. I've gone further and further down the rabbit hole. We've started to see things take off that, again, we never thought would take off. Who in a million years would have imagined some of my most popular content on the internet would be loading either groceries or luggage into vehicles? Videos that are less than a minute long.
Keep loading it, baby. Load that luggage.
Yeah. And I never in a million years would have thought, like, this is the thing. But my goodness, you have responded. I have listened. And now we do not have a vehicle that we don't load luggage into. And I'm trying to find more and more fun things to do and make sure and show off fun features of vehicles if they've got them when it comes to luggage. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to my quote-unquote dream, realistic dream truck of the Chevy ZR2. I flew in, had my backpack and carry-on luggage and a pickup truck. So my typical luggage loading video in that Silverado was a little lackluster when it came to maxing out cargo space, but I've made the most of it, and last I checked, it was over 2,000 views within a few hours of posting. So again, incredibly grateful for people who choose to watch our content, no matter how silly. Well, babe, what have been some standout moments for you over this past year, outside of the LC500, outside of me saying silly things and leaving them in the blooper reel of our videos?
Some things that have stood out that we haven't already talked about. I mean, I would say, like, there have been some unexpected, like, connections, I think, on my side. I mean, I know on both of our sides. But from my side, you know, like, I know you talk cards with, like, literally everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean,
give me the opportunity and I will.
But for me, it has been surprising to, like, go to a conference or something like that and people walk up to me wanting to talk about cards or the last video that we recorded or you are pretty good friends with one of my industry mm-hmm. friends, destination marketing industry friends, because he's really into cars. And that's been interesting. He's even been on the podcast. So that has been, I would say. And then I would say another standout moment that we've talked about before is I'm not used to driving a vehicle. First of all, sometimes I don't always know how interesting a vehicle is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not lime green or a sports car, mm-hmm. like, to me, it's just regular car. Mm-hmm. But I know that to car people, that's not necessarily the case. But so it's been a little surprising to have people come up to me and be like, oh, this is such a cool car. I want to check out the car. Or, like, I'm sitting in traffic and there's, like, people staring at me. And I'm like, what are they staring at? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in a Lexus LC500, you know, or even like it just surprises me that people, like, I had people come up to me and be like, look at this Lexus LC500. I'm like, what? Why do you know that?
Because we're out there. We're nerdy and we like cars.
You're out there. I have a Lexus RC350, whatever it is. And I'm like, ah, okay, great, awesome.
Here's a magnet.
Like, I'm like, it just surprises me. I'm like, or spitting out those letters and numbers and stuff. And I'm like, it might be that. It probably is. If you're telling me it is, it probably is that car. But that's been probably one of the giggles I get when I'm driving a car. And
last question, most surprising feature in a vehicle so far this year.
Oh my gosh, you already know what it is. You just want to see me get excited about it again.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so more than massaging seats, more than the head-up display is in the Audi. Mm-hmm. It brings your seatbelt to you when you close the door. You have no idea how much I love that feature. I do not know why more cars aren't doing this. Even like just regular cars. It doesn't even have to be a two-door car. Like, I would love to have my seatbelt brought to me.
I wish I could have been in the car when you figured that out for the first time.
Oh, well, Tucker got a show. That's why he's so excited about it.
So, yes, as you're listening to this, the video has not yet dropped, but we had a 2022 Audi S5 Cabriolet, two-door sports car, so to speak, that, yes, when you closed the door, it knew, hey, should bring the seatbelt up, because it was fairly far back to allow people into the back seat, right, since it's two-door. And yes, that was a very nice feature. Passenger and driver seat did it.
Yes.
And solves a problem we didn't know we had. You know, there was the Lexus had the little leather strap with the magnet on it that would hold the seatbelt in place. But if someone crawled back,
that was nice.
Yeah, but if someone crawled back there, they had to either take the seatbelt off the seat or crawl through it. Mm-hmm. But Audi solves it with a concierge.
Look at Audi. Mm-hmm. And Tucker even said, why are you so excited about that? And I said, well, you know, people with short arms and just arms in general really appreciate that. He's like, why did God give you such short arms?
Oh, I love that kid.
I don't know, but Audi's looking after me.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that one, so I teed you up for it. You're welcome. But any other?
You did. I do have a video of me freaking out over it. I have not posted it yet, but go look on follow me on Female Consumer. And one day when I feel like it, I will post it.
Well, that's the ultimate teaser. Just leave you hanging. No date.
No date. Just soon. Yeah. Soon and very soon.
All right. Any other thoughts on the year before we close this one out?
No, I'm really grateful that this is something that you took the leap to do. I mean, I know we prayed a lot about it, but it does take a lot of bravery to go off on your own and take a risk. So I'm thankful that you did it. I'm thankful that people want to watch our family and watch us review cars, because it is something that we like to do together. And I just can't wait for the future. Yep. To see what the future holds.
And that really tees it up great for y'all. I am incredibly grateful for each and everybody listening to the sound of our voices today. Anybody who's gone and watched any of our content, taken part in any of it. If you haven't yet, Holly's mentioned it a few times. You can go find her and Tucker. He always likes to mention, don't forget he's there too, at Female Consumer, both on Facebook and on Instagram. She'll post vehicle interest pieces from her point of view over there. And then everything else is at GT Garage Talk. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, all of that. And GTGarageTalk.com. We thank you all so much for listening and following along with us, that you take interest in our family and help put Thanksgiving dinner on the table for us. And again, you know where to find us. Until next time, Gearheads. Bye.